JPhone 01 and the Chevrons are officially a band. The 2016 release Time in the Chevron was head honcho John Harrison's first experiment in using a band for his JPhone 01 project. Well, he must have thought it was a good idea, because he's back with an additional band member for the new recording, Magic Meadow Hour.
You are lost, but not alone. These are bone thoughts that shape the bones.
It's out now, and if you like Dinosaur Jr., Kurt Vile, or Neil Young, it could be right up your alley. John was kind enough to stop in to talk about it. Good morning, John.
Hey, Eric.
Ease up on thoughts that shake your bones is a terrific line from Be Down, Be Free. Do you think these rather serious times require that we let go once in a while?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you've got to find things that you can sort of enjoy. And if you just beat yourself up for either your own reasons or for extraneous reasons, it's just not a lot of positivity for yourself, and you're only sort of hurting yourself. So it's just sort of a mantra to, you know, relax a little bit.
Is that a mantra for you? Is that music is this place of escape for you, and a place where you can feel good?
Yeah. And oftentimes, whether I'm writing in first person or third person or whatever, they're really all notes to myself. Sort of reminders of how to sort of keep in the moment or keep myself on track. And if other people can relate to that, that's wonderful.
Rise and fall, slowly.
Fronted indie band North Elementary for years now. This used to be a solo endeavor. What made you decide to stretch JPhone 01's boundaries to include not only guests but some permanent band members as well?
I'd written a batch of songs. I did some shows with Steve Gunn, and I went to see him go from a solo performer to having a band, and I'd written sort of a batch of songs that I felt like a band would be able to service well more than just playing solo. And honestly, as much as I love to write and play by myself, I always love playing with other musicians much more than just by myself.
It's more fun, right?
Yeah, you get other people to communicate with, yeah, and help flesh things out. It's really nice, especially when they're your friends as well.
There are circular guitar patterns on Traces All Around that feel, to me, kind of hypnotic. Can you explain to me what it feels like to lock in with the band? You sort of hinted at that right there, but when you get that groove going, and who's playing the slide?
Well, some of the regular slide guitars is I play, but then the pedal steel, Nathan Golub plays, who plays with like John Howie and writes his own great music as well. In terms of the circular patterns, yeah, you know, when you're sort of locked in and there's repetition, as you know, it can kind of transform itself. Even though you're playing the same thing over and over, it sort of becomes a different thing. And that can be different sort of every time we do that live, or when you listen sort of on a record. It just creates a space that's, I hate to use the word meditative, but repetition creates, you know, a situation to where you can sort of leave the music for a second or become something else, you know, that you're not controlling, which I find interesting.
And then you come focusing back in as a listener. You know, if anybody does meditation, there's that moment where you let your mind go. And it feels like these songs have that contained within them, and then you bring us back in.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the stuff, even when I've written, is sort of like they're not instrumental songs, but I feel like they can have that feel. I feel like it's sort of a thing if you dive into it, there's things there for you, but you can also just put it on and sort of passively listen to it. And I sort of like that.
Off the mountain, come on down. Let's get to the other side. Hang around for the crush. Kill some time and move on.
Nathan also plays on Keep It For You. And like everything on this record, when he comes in with that pedal steel, it doesn't sound out of place. It doesn't grab your attention right away. in some contexts, when there's a guest player, it's like, oh, there it is. There's right. the guitar. There's the this. There's the that. You've incorporated all these things, all these elements in there. Is there a trick to that? Is it hard to do that?
I mean, specifically with the pedal steel, you know, there's actually songs on the album that would be more obviously suited for pedal steel. So a lot of times, like with this album, I was like, I want to hear pedal steel on the album. But I actually picked the two songs that it wouldn't be obvious where they would go. So it's almost like an overarching sort of picture of the full album.
You think that it's everlasting? I know it's too fantastic.
It all comes home for me on the closer, Total Harvest, when I don't know if those are bongos, congas, or both, but it gets a bit Santana there, and I'm a big fan of that, so that works for me. And then you've got that really bright, sunny lead guitar line that comes back in and continues to come back in. That moment of percussion, those breaks, where did that come from? Because that is different than the rest of the record.
It is, and that's mostly Brad Porter, who plays percussion and sings backup along with me on most of the record. And live and on the record, we have a percussion player. You know, it's like a guitar, bass, drums, and a percussion player, and he also sings. It's just something I've been interested in. You know, listened to a lot of Indian music and a lot of those things. And you normally hear percussion as sort of a supportive act, and I'm trying to make it more of like that's the fourth member of the band. So on a song like that, it really stands out, especially when there's a breakdown and it's just percussion.
It's a great way to go out. John Harrison's latest release as J-Phone 01 and the Chevrons is Magic Meadow Hour. It's out now. Thanks for your time, John.
Thank you.